From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome, everyone, to our program. This morning, we will be considering the Savior's response to a question on the subject of divorce. We're reading from Mark chapter 10 in just a moment or two. The latest edition of our Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is available free to all who contact us. The magazine features articles on the Reformation, this being the month when Martin Luther, in 1517, nailed up his 95 theses on the church door at Wittenberg. Could I invite you to Clogher Valley Free Presbyterian Church Harvest Services? They begin on Friday the 19th at 8 o'clock, when the Reverend William McCrae will be the guest singer and preacher, and then on Lord's Day the 21st at 11:30 and 7:30, and the guest preacher then will be the Reverend Ron Johnson of Armagh. Let us have our Bible reading now, Mark chapter 10. We'll begin at verse 2. And the Pharisees came to him and asked him, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife, tempting him? And he answered and said unto them, What did Moses command you? And they said, Moses suffered to write a bill of divorcement and to put her away. And Jesus answered and said unto them, For the hardness of your heart he wrote you this precept. For from the beginning of the creation God made them male and female, and for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. So then they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. Amen. And God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Now we're going to have some music. A Salvation Army choir is going to sing the lovely Fanny Crosby hymn, A Wonderful Saviour is Jesus My Lord.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus Christ has come down from Galilee and is now much nearer to Jerusalem in that area known as Judea. Amongst the crowds who have gathered to hear him speak are some Pharisees. They have set a trap for him, asking him about the subject of divorce. It was a controversial subject then, even as it's a controversial subject now. How did the Savior respond? Well, in verse 3, we read, "And he answered and said unto them, What did Moses command you?" I think that it's essential that we notice how the Savior began his reply. He refers the Pharisees to the law of God. What did Moses command you? All matters of doctrine are to be settled by what the Bible has to say. Isaiah chapter 8 and the verse 20 has that golden rule, "To the law and to the testimony, if they," no matter who they may be or how exalted a position they may hold amongst men, God's word says, "If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." The authority that the Lord Jesus Christ used whenever he responded to men was the law of God. What a Christian believes is not decided by councils or church assemblies, but the Word of God. Notice also that marriage is an ancient ordinance. In verses 6 and 7 here of Mark chapter 10, the Lord Jesus quotes from the book of Genesis. "From the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife." Those are two quotations from Genesis. The first one from Genesis chapter 1 and the verse 27. And the second one came from Genesis chapter 2 and the verse 24. This was the order that God ordained for mankind since the beginning. Despite all the liberalizing laws that man has introduced in this century, it has not resulted in a better situation for men and women and for society generally. It has resulted in increasing misery, disruption, and unhappiness. Marriage is God's way to regulate society. It's an ancient ordinance. There's no divorce with God. The union between the poor sinner who trusts Christ for salvation and the Savior is likened unto marriage. That is a marriage in which there is no divorce. In Hebrews chapter 13 and the verse 5, the Lord Jesus Christ says to his people, "I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee." No breaking up of the marriage between Jesus and the believing saint of God. In Jeremiah chapter 3, in the verse 1, God uses the analogy of marriage when speaking of his people. And he says, "They say, if a man put away his wife, and she go from him, and become another man's, shall he return unto her again? Shall not that land be greatly polluted? But thou hast played the harlot with many lovers, yet return again to me, saith the Lord." God says to those who had backslidden from him, turned their back upon him, gone into a union with idols and false gods, he said, "Come back again to me." In that same chapter 3 of Jeremiah, this time at the verse 14, God appeals once more to his people. "Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you." No divorce with God. Moses permitted divorce. Why? Well, as we read, the Savior says it was because of the hardness of the heart, verse 5. And Moses, because of the harsh treatment meted out to women who had fallen into disfavor with their husbands and were put away and left in the most miserable and unhappy of circumstances, Moses, under the guidance of God, introduced divorce as a means whereby men could not just simply abandon their wives, but must go through a formal separation and a writing out of a bill of divorcement, thus giving the woman some status and some security. This was not a command that sanctioned divorce, but rather a precept governing the method by which men put away their wives, so that they would not be treated harshly as a result. God is against divorce. Be assured of that. As it says in the verse 6 of our passage here, from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female, and they twain, or they two, shall be one flesh. So then they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. God is against divorce. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts. Join with us again tonight at 9 o'clock, and then next week. Goodbye, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.